T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk about camp.
Well, let's bring in Harold there.
Yeah,
he's there. Harold, good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. How's everybody today?
Good. We only got a couple of minutes. Harold Sparrow, President and CEO of YMCA of Greater Hartford. You know, first and foremost, we don't have a lot of time. Are your overnight camps, they're going 100%, correct? They're all going to open this summer.
100%, and we're seeing a very positive response from the communities that we serve, yes. We're excited about overnight camps. We're glad that the governor lifted the restrictions, and we got direction or guidelines from OEC this week as to how to move forward. So I would say that overall there's a great sense of optimism in our resident camp community, and we're looking forward to a great summer.
Now, you said one of them last time was already fully booked, and my question is, is there any conversation about, I don't know, opening up another camp or expanding capacity, because we know demand is super high?
So that's a great question. It was fully booked at 50% capacity, meaning that we do have an additional 50%. We have enough beds to accommodate additional campus. The last conversation we had was based on the current capacity rates, we were full.
Okay.
So now we're really looking at how do we provide a safe summer experience for our young people, so that one, they'll come to camp, and two, we want to make sure that they have a healthy experience. So we have been in conversations this week to think about that strategically. At this point right now, we would probably look to create an additional 25% capacity at our camp right now that is overbooked. And our other camp, Camp Woodstock, which is in Woodstock, Massachusetts, and gives a great experience, is doing extremely well.
Is that one of your camps, the Woodstock?
Yes, sir. Camp Woodstock is a camp of the YMCA Greater Hartford, as is Camp Jewel out in Colebrook, Massachusetts.
Right. Boy, and that's almost on the board. That's right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. And Jewel is on 500 acres of pristine forest. We have a man-made pond. It's very popular. It's, the interesting thing about camp is that it's intergenerational. So we have grandparents that send their grandchildren, or parents that send their sons and their daughters to our camp. So there's a long history of one, of intergenerational families attending camp, and two, even marriages. People often meet their spouses at camp.
Are these like day camps, the overnight camps? What do we got, sleepover camps?
These are sleepover camps.
Camp
and Camp Woodstock is a sleepover camp. That's correct, sir, yes.
So, it's interesting, the Ys, different Ys have different overnight camps. For instance, I have sons on Winnipesaukee this summer, two different camps that are like literally 10 minutes away, but they're from two different YMCAs. I mean, so they have...
That is absolutely correct. There's 169 resident camps or sleepover camps in the state of Connecticut.
Wow.
And you're right, and Lake Winnipesaukee is a great place for sleepover camps. Both my children went to sleepover camps on Lake Winnipesaukee. So it's a large business in and around that lake, and they've been there for generations. Most of those camps are well over 75, close to 100 years old.
Hey, real quick, we only have a little bit of time. Is attendance at the actual YMCAs themselves, is it starting to tick up? What's it like inside the buildings?
That's a great question. We are seeing more of our members coming back. We've seen an increase of around 9,000 visits over last month. So we're excited about people coming back. So I think as the vaccine is rolled out now at a much more impressive or comprehensive rate, people are feeling more comfortable going out into places. We're offering the vaccine to our employees.
Okay.
That we will see our membership come back.
All right. Well, we'll see you around the campfire. Be good. Have fun at camp.
All right. Hey, listen, thank you so much for the time today, gentlemen.
Harold, anytime. Harold Sparrow, President and CEO of the YMCA of Greater Hartford. Camp is back.
Yeah. Sitting around the campfire, roasting marshmallows.
With a big rash. Tons of mosquito bites.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.